Hi, good morning. How do you turn off the music?
Oh, yeah, it's like. I can do that. This will lower the volume of the vent. Okay, whoa, there's a kind of close car there, but it handled it well. Alright guys, so I'm here in a Tesla Robotaxi in Austin, Texas. It was released a little less than a week ago. This is my seventh day taking rides. And today I decided to, actually my wife wanted to go on some rides. She's been very excited. And so we're gonna take some rides with her. We're gonna do maybe about four or five rides, or maybe we might even take a Waymo. She's never taken a Waymo. So this is a good chance to get like a different perspective on the road taxi experience, and to see, you know, if I'm missing something or, you know, if there's a different angle. But yeah, how does it feel so far?
It's cool. It's very cool. It looks like our car, but yeah. You know, different.
Yeah, this is a really tricky maneuver it's trying to make. Do you see that? It's trying to make a left turn.
Oh yeah, this is rough.
Into this, like, there's a four-way intersection here, but it's trying to make a left turn right into that lane right there, but there's like a car there. So we'll see what Robotaxi does here. So far it's been doing, it's doing okay. As a human, I probably would just turn right and find another way to get around, but we'll see. And the Tesla monitors, they can't really like steer the car, so they're kind of stuck. They either have to just like wait it out or do a pullover or stop in lane button that they have on the screen. So if you see, do you see the screen that there is like a pull over and stop in lane? Mm-hmm. That's pretty much, I think, the only controls they have. But then that's not instant. It does start to pull over or stop in lane, but it's not like a sudden stop, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Anyways, so do you want to say hi to my subscribers?
Hi.
Yeah, Susan has helped out a lot with my channel in many, many different ways. With titles, with ideas, no, over the years. Yeah. With feedback, with
over the years I've watched all the videos and I've liked it and I've left comments so that it could help the algorithm.
Uh-huh. Especially in the early days.
In the early days, I would always leave some comments, and that was my big contribution, is another view count, another comment.
Oh, we got some interesting thing going on here, guys.
Oh, no.
It says, our team has identified an issue and is working to resolve it. All right. Wait a minute. Make sure. Oh, it's dropping me off. Are you kidding me?
Wait, it's dropping me off right here?
It's dropping me off right here, just like 50 feet away.
Oh.
Oh, man. It gave up.
It aborted the
mission. It aborted, but then it aborted the actual destination too. What's going on? Come on. Take us to the right place.
Are we still charged for 420?
Oh, I don't know. That would be crazy. Oh, no, you're kidding me. It dropped us off right here.
Oh, my goodness.
Our first ride. Taking my...
Wait.
No.
I'll arrive in 9 minutes. Okay.
Now it got its act together, and
yeah, that was a tough turn, because the intersection was right there, so you didn't have much space.
Oh, I know what happened. Okay, so, oh wow, look, it's doing this 3-point turn here to get out of here. Wow. So I'll explain what happened here. So
Oh, we're going through this pool.
I thought it was going through the three-point turn, but no, it decided to just go straight through here.
I get the excitement that Emmett was asking for.
Exactly. I don't know if, like, that particular incident has been really
Oh, this is nice. You have a little playground, playset on the side.
Yeah.
It's the scenic tour.
Okay, guys, so here's what happened. So we were at that intersection and the robotaxi was trying to turn left, but obviously there was like no room. It was like impossible. I wouldn't even have tried it. But it kept on just sitting there for like a minute or two. And then I think what happened, they have like some type of timeout feature where if it's just like stuck at some place for a little bit, maybe, I don't know what the exact time would be, but it probably like alerts Tesla support and they look at the situation and Tesla support is like, hey, this is a bad bad turn, you know, you should go the other way, but it doesn't have a way to actually turn the car right remotely. So what it does is it sets a pin around the corner as a new destination and then changes the destination for the robotaxi to go to that pin. That's why it's told us we're going to be dropped off. And then once we got there, then it set a new destination, our original destination, which is Merit Coffee. And then that's why we're able to go again. Okay. So that's how they kind of basically rerouted us from that experience.
Yeah, that's clever. It should have a way to assess the situation and make the decision to turn right and do a U-turn somewhere instead of trying to
go left. It does. I mean, that's their neural nets. It determines what's the best way to go, you know, in that direction. But it just determined the first and best option is to turn left versus turning right. And like, it's a mixed thing because I think if there was less cars, that they could have done it. It was just a lot of cars. And for some reason, there's a lot of cars around here. But if it was just less cars and, you know, it's green lights, like you could turn a left in that situation. It's just, yeah, a little bit too busy.
And it was so close to the intersection that cars kept on coming and filling that space. So there was just no space.
I don't think that the Tesla monitor was involved in this situation because he didn't do anything of the pullover stop and lane. I don't know if they have any other things they can do. But yeah, it was helpful that he's there because otherwise you could freak out more, the passenger, and like get out of the car or whatever. But you know, it's like you're more chill because someone is like in the front. You know, they know more than you, and so yeah, it wasn't too bad.
So what do you think happens if he pushes the button on the door?
I don't think I think the same thing. So Emmett pushed the button and it just calls support.
And
they're like, what's going on, you know? And There's an alert or something, and then you just close the door. Yeah, I think that I'm 98% sure the button, the door button is just a door button, but my hunch is there could be a trigger underneath their index finger, like on the bottom of right there, because I see a lot of monitors like kind of have their index finger in a strange position right around there. And my guess is it could be just like snapshotting the situation. If it's like a little bit awkward or hesitation or uncomfortable or whatever.
Do you want me to take this and show the index finger?
Yeah, well, you can, yeah. It's too bad. I mean, it's unfortunate the Tesla monitors can't talk with us, but They're
so you think it's just like pictures that they're sending back?
Yeah, pictures, but it's snapshots, like everything, you know, like it's not just one picture. It's like 30 seconds or 60 seconds of an entire situation. So all the video, you know, the map, the GPS, like the whole situation, the exact time that they hit it. And just so it could, the AI team can review it and see how it can be improved. It's more like a comfort thing. Anything a little bit uncomfortable, you might snapshot. That's my guess, but I could be wrong.
It's similar to when we take over FSD and then we could send
a
whole packet back to headquarters to analyze.
But it's not taking over, you know, it's just minor like comfort things. To take over, they have to press like the stop and lane button there.
This is cool.
So my wife hasn't really gone around South Austin area that much. I mean, she's probably been to South Congress, right, a few times.
Yeah.
But so we'll check out a few spots. And I think the best way for her to test it out is to do more shorter rides, because you get the pickup and drop off experience. Also, when you do these long rides in this geofence area, you end up at the outskirts, and then there's not a lot of robotaxis out there. So once you get dropped off, sometimes it can take a while, over 10 minutes, before you get another car. So it's kind of hot right now too. So just shorter rides around the busier areas gets you a better feel, I think, of getting in and out of a robotaxi, what the experience feels like, what it could feel like in the future as well. Yeah, we'll try to take a Waymo as well to compare the experience. So I was telling my wife, like, she shouldn't be too complacent inside her Model Y driving around with FSD after, you know. I mean, it's natural, you watch these FSD or these robotaxi videos and you think, oh my gosh, my car is a robotaxi too, right? I don't need to do anything. But it's possible that Tesla could have a different version of FSD on this car, but also it could be a version that's slightly tuned or optimized for this geofence area as well. That's not out of the question, I think. I mean, it's one possibility is they could have just gone through all the streets, recorded everything, but they could have also ran like some LiDAR equipped car. I think James Dalma saw a Tesla, you know, a car mapping stuff as well yesterday. So they could have ran just to get a little bit better measurements, and they could have inputted all that into a simulation engine where basically you're creating like a 3D world of this entire geofenced area, all the streets, all the sidewalks, all the speed bumps, like all everything with their exact distances. And then you run the,
Where are we?
This is, you know what happened?
They set a
different location of where we're going.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, let's try this. I'm gonna contact support because this is a strange situation.
Yeah.
Says connected to support. Hello?
Tesla customer support, how may I help you?
Hi, we had this weird situation where we were trying to go to Merritt Coffee, and then the car was kind of like stuck for 2 or 3 minutes trying to get onto a busy intersection. It kind of failed, and then it rerouted us to like 50 feet away as a new destination, and then it changed the destination to this destination. And we're here, but it's not our original like Merritt Coffee destination. So I don't know where this is, actually.
We're in front of Shake Shack.
Shake Shack. Maybe it's
Lamar and Treadwell.
Yeah. I mean, can you input a new destination for us, like Merritt Coffee?
I believe Merritt Coffee is about 100 feet behind you.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it looks like the car just went a little far.
A little too far. Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I might see it. Okay, thanks a lot.
I apologize for that. Thank okay. you so much for your...
No problem.
Thank you so much.
Okay, appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Okay. All right, guys. So, actually, yeah, not too far. It was only like 50 feet away, this Merritt Coffee. It's just past the parking lot a little bit. It's probably, it could have been safer because it's kind of a tight entrance. There could have been cars behind it. So yeah, I'm gonna show my wife a Merritt Coffee a bit, and then we're gonna head off to South Congress, check it out.
I've never been here. I've seen it through Dave's robotaxi videos.
Yeah, I took Emmett here and James, had a few coffees. All right, we're here at Merritt Coffee. I got a coffee. Here's our robotaxi. My wife got matcha tea. We're gonna go ahead, take another ride here in Austin, Texas.
It's going away from me.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Merritt Coffee is a great case here. Nice parking lot. Sometimes can be challenging. Let's look up here. Yeah, a little bit tight, but we'll see. There's no car parked on the side, so it should do okay job. Press it. All right, 7 minutes. We are going to Kendra Scott in Austin, Texas. I'm telling you, it's like every person, I guess, has different things you want to go to. Yeah, Emmett had some different. He wanted to get like a belt.
Uh-huh. Did he get one?
Yeah, he got one.
Oh, cool.
James Dama took me to some Japanese restaurant.
Oh, nice.
And also some walking path by the lake. Mm. So yeah, people find their own little things here in South Austin. So I was talking about simulation. Like, yeah, it's possible. I think that Tesla could have, done some extra simulation runs where, you do millions, who knows, hundreds of millions or more, just cars going through all the streets of this geofenced area in simulation, right? And then you can pick up perhaps some edge cases at different places and then train for that a bit easier. Who knows if that's what happened, but if they did, it could explain a little bit of the kind of the supernatural, performance here in Austin or this area. But then again, it's so tricky because, when I drive my Hardware 4 13.2.9 version, it's so good. It's like, I don't think I've had an intervention since I got the car like a month or so ago. So it's tricky because it feels like the car really is, like almost perfect, or I don't want to say perfect, but it just doesn't. It's rare to get into, let's say, a critical safety intervention. But again, like if you're riding as a FSD in your car, I'm telling my wife, like, still stay vigilant, because don't assume that you have the same version, not just version, but that your car can do the exact same things that robotaxi can do here in Austin. The geofenced area.
So the reason Dave is saying all this is because I was telling him on the drive here that after watching all these robotaxi videos, I've become less vigilant with driving FSD. So yeah, I'll stay more vigilant.
Yeah, I think on freeways, if you're doing like a long road trip and there's no cars around, it's an easy freeway, like, that's one thing. It's like easy for autopilot. But city streets, like, who knows what can happen. James Dalman pointed out something interesting. He's saying that the NAG there's more nag when like the system has less confidence or there's more like chaos things going on, but it has less nag when it's like more confident. There's less, you know,
crazy things
going on. So like on the freeway, you'll have less nag because, well, let's say you're taking a road trip and it's just like, you know, miles and miles of just empty freeway, you have less nag.
Oh, that's really perceptive. Yeah. I didn't notice the difference.
Yeah.
But I don't drive as much as he does.
Yeah, so he says, like, if you're going by, like, a construction zone, then the nag will be really, really, like, you know, on it, severe.
So I was telling David that I wanted to sit on the right side because in our first robo-taxi ride, I kept on forgetting that it was a robo-taxi because I wasn't staring at the empty seat next to the steering wheel. And so in my brain, it just felt like a normal, comfortably driven ride. And so right now I'm sitting on the right side and I'm staring at the steering wheel kind of moving itself. And so I'm trying to tell my brain, okay, this is a ride that, oh, see, the steering wheel just turns. You know, I know a lot of people say take out the steering wheel, but I kind of like seeing the steering wheel turn by itself. It's so cool. So yeah, my brain is learning right now. Okay, this is actually being driven by itself. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. Like if you're in this corner, like this seat, you're just looking at the safety monitor. It's kind of like a UK right-handed driven car. But if you're in this seat, you're looking at, you know, the empty steering wheel or empty seat, you know, steering wheel turning by itself.
Well, on the left side, I'm not even thinking UK steering wheel. I'm just thinking the seat is blocking the human that's in front of me.
Yeah.
But being in this seat, I'm just staring at the steering wheel, just moving by itself. It's quite amazing. Yeah, I was also telling David it's nice to have him kind of give the tour, the robo-taxi tour. I don't have to do anything. I just sit down and I'm being driven around. I wish he could give the Ford CEO a guided tour of robo-taxi.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, if the Ford CEO wants to do robo-taxi ride, I will gladly spend a day or two with him doing a bunch of robo-taxi rides. Tomorrow we're headed to Houston for a month. My wife's getting some radiation treatment there down there, but if Ford CEO wants to take a robo-taxi ride or a bunch of them, I will just drive to Austin and meet him and gladly host him and escort him around.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's such a simple thing. I really think he should just come to Austin and try out the robo-taxi because this is a real thing. You know, some people are saying that, oh, it's just like a pilot or whatever, like a test, you know? But it's really a real service. It runs 6 a.m. to midnight, and you can pretty much go anywhere in the whole, you know, area here, a little south of downtown. But yeah, and you can film everything you're doing. Like Tesla doesn't have restrictions on that. You can go to anywhere, you know, in the area. It's quite an expansive, decent sized area actually.
And so they're hiring more, more
monitors.
Monitors, yeah. So they're expanding.
Yeah, but what are the chances that the Ford CEO really is going to come down here? Take robo-taxi rides. I mean, maybe. I mean, if Tesla invites him, maybe.
That's true.
Personally, but.
Okay, we're here.
All right, guys. We're in South Congress. We're almost here at our drop-off spot.
This is the spot.
Oh, okay.
What are those yellow bags?
There must be. We got some Kendra Scott here.
Something going on.
Oh, Waymo is taking our spot, guys.
No.
Leaving.
Oh, it's leaving. Yeah, I'm kind of excited to try out a Waymo too.
Yeah, maybe we'll try one out right after this.
Okay.
Hey guys, I was trying to open the door, and the first time the button wasn't working.
No, we're just being dropped off.
Oh, I hit the button again, and then it opened, and then I looked, and there was a car passing by in the blind spot, or just finished passing by. I wonder if there's a car that it disables the lock for a little bit until the car passes by from the blind spot. I don't know.
That's, were you seems unable like a, to
yeah,
drive
it was weird.
Off, or
no,
open the
I
door?
Was unable to open the door for a couple seconds, and I opened it. Hmm. And then I saw there was a car that just passed by.
Oh, that's cool.
I wonder if that's a feature. If that is, that is really cool.
Thank you. Oh, they have a bag section with some non-jewelry, other stuff.
But in your birthday month, you get 50% off one piece of fashion jewelry, 25% off one piece of fine jewelry,
gemstone
jewelry, or fragrance, and
20%. Interesting place, but 0% chance I would have come into this store by myself or on my own. Guys, here's some Paradise Grove smoothie. Oh my gosh, this is something I would not try, even if you forced me to. All right, that was a cool experience, Kendra Scott in South Austin. I feel like I need to go to like a gym or like something to counteract that. Actually, no, we're gonna go to Terry Black's barbecue place just to check out the parking lot. And I'm taking my wife on a Waymo right now. I just called the Waymo. In Austin, Texas, you have to call it through the Uber app. And it's gonna come in about a few minutes. And this will be our first Waymo experience, which should be fun. And we'll see what her reaction is. Yeah, I was just telling my wife it would be fun if we could take our kids kind of on an excursion like this to different places with Robotaxi, Waymo.
It's also fun because you could go to these different places that are typically not worth going to because the parking's so hard.
Yeah.
Or to take an Uber is so expensive. So they would have a lot of fun checking out all these different stores.
Yeah, actually like South Congress here, I just don't like parking here. There's not much parking.
Oh no, parking's so hard.
Yeah, it's
here.
Like terrible. So Robotaxi is perfect here. Mm-hmm. Check out different places.
Wow.
I think that's our Waymo, guys.
Oh my goodness, this is a totally different experience. Like having no one in the car.
Yeah.
Whoa.
They make it, the music makes it more, I don't know if
it's
I like
creepy.
It or not.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's really strange. All right, do you want to press start right?
Heading to the Terry Black's barbecue. Please make sure your seatbelt is fastened. For any questions, press the call support button to speak with a rider support agent.
It's just so ugly. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, your front is like...
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's just, it's like a normal car.
No, it's worse than a normal car.
What do you mean?
Like, look at all that.
That's a normal car. That's like what normal cars are like.
No.
You probably just haven't seen a normal car like that in a while.
No, I've done rental cars.
Yeah.
This is particularly
no, this
ugly.
Is, no, all that stuff is the standard, like Jaguar or whatever, E-Pace interface.
Well, I've never been in a Jaguar
before. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, Waymo didn't add that. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, why is there a hole in the middle and... It's just so strange.
That's part of their design.
They need to get a new designer, maybe. Okay. I guess you could. Can you have someone sitting in the driver's seat?
Actually, I'm not sure. I've seen people sit in the passenger seat.
Okay. So you could have up to like three, maybe four people. One more here?
Probably. Yeah, it seems like.
And then, do you know if kids are allowed?
I think so. I don't think there are restrictions. I'm not sure.
Huh.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything.
Oh, we could bring the kids to the Weibo.
Yeah,
that's true. Would have fun with that, yeah.
Alright, so here's like a little thing. It's a little, it kind of was a little jerky.
Yeah.
But, I mean, not bad.
So, I think it's probably the matcha, but, and I don't think it's because it's so jerky, but I feel a little motion sick. But I don't think it's because of the Waymo. I think it's, like, I drank.
Yeah, you did drink a lot.
A lot of this.
Yeah. We just got in the car.
Yeah.
It could be all the buttons made you sick.
It's like sensory overload to my eyes.
Yeah. It's like, how could they? It's 2025. How could they stick a 2005 design in there?
Don't let Franz see this. It'll burn his eyes.
Yeah, but it's different without a person in here.
Yeah. It's like the future. The voice in the beginning, it kind of reminds me of, you know, in Disneyland, like Tomorrowland, where you go in and it says, welcome to the future.
Yeah.
So does the regular Jaguar, do they have this back screen too?
Yeah.
Did they put it in?
Actually, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they would have this.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm unclear.
So I guess off the shelf, it just kind of works for Waymo to collaborate with them.
Well, they have to put so much into this. Basically, I mean, it's like remaking the car with all the sensors.
Oh yeah.
Everywhere and equipment, electrical, like computer. Sensors.
Yeah.
You look up here, they actually have a panoramic roof, but it's just like,
oh yeah, it's covered.
It's covered with the LiDAR.
Yeah.
Here.
I wonder how long it takes to turn around one of these. You know, you get a car and then to make it into a Waymo.
Yeah.
Is it like an extra 100,000?
Some people say it's like, I want to say extra. I think. The thing is, I don't think Waymo is disclosing all the costs, but some people speculate, you know, it might be like $50,000-$60,000 of sensors plus maybe, you know, a lot to install that.
Okay.
Like maybe, let's say 30 to 50, who knows, and then plus the cost of the car. So some people speculate 150 to 200,000 right now.
Uh-huh.
And the idea is they could bring down the cost significantly with more production. So, you know, if they can make 10, 20,000 a year, bring down the production costs. But, you know, it's a trade-off. It's like, you can get cheaper stuff and, you know, the technology is improving, but you still want really good sensors because that's what you rely on. So you're not going to stick like some cheap LiDAR sensors on the car. So.
But they're not producing their own sensors or buying it and installing
almost
it, right?
Almost did.
Don't yeah, but I would imagine they have like a lot of say in, you know, what type, how the sensors like work or what their standards, and you know they're working to probably with the manufacturer as well because they're buying it a decent amount, decent quality, quantities.
So if they buy more, it'll cost less because they're just buying more in bulk.
Yeah, and then LiDAR is going through like these generations, so each generation is like so much cheaper than the previous generation, and so the costs are just shrinking like radically fast.
This is jerky.
That was a little jerky.
Yeah, this is a different experience. Oh, there's a market here.
All right, guys, so we're getting it to, wait, stop, turn.
No, it's too crowded.
We're supposed to get into, we're supposed to get into Terry Black's parking lot, but, you're kidding me. It's like in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's skipped the parking lot. I have to exit this other side. Oh man.
These cars are veering away from us.
Oh my gosh. Check out where Waymo dropped me off. Waymo dropped me off in the middle of the street, guys. Check this out. Yeah. It literally caused traffic to stall here in the middle of the street. I don't know why it picked this location to drop me off, but but it's going. Yeah, I mean, unfortunate. That's like a dangerous move by Waymo. I mean, to park in the middle of the street to let me out. Like, if I would have gone out the other side, like, that's not cool. I understand it passed by Terry Black's parking lot because maybe it was a little bit busy inside. But I see another Waymo inside Terry Black's parking lot, so I know they can go inside.
Oh no, look. They're being dropped. Oh, they're being picked up here. Bye.
Yeah. So.
The spot.
So interesting. Waymo is picking up a person right at the same spot we got dropped off. But come on, Waymo, this is in the middle of the street. This is crazy. I don't know. I mean, yeah, that's not cool. But anyways, it is what it is.
Couldn't they go in through those white cones?
Yeah, it's a bike path, so maybe they don't want to, walk the bike path. And there's no really nearby streets here. Yeah, if you want it, do you see you have to go way to that stoplight, way over there?
Where did you get dropped off last time?
In the parking lot.
With Waymo?
Yeah.
Oh.
You see you have to go way to the stoplight and probably to get to a street or something. So yeah, this is a tough one. If the parking lot is busy, then it's hard to do anything. I mean, I think they should just wait to get into the parking lot. That's what the Waymo should have done.
But what would RoboTaxi do?
Yeah.
Because it's still crowded.
Yeah. I mean, RoboTaxi has taken me in here, but I think once maybe it dropped me off somewhere else too. I don't know. I forget. It's hot.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And you just. Oh wow.
Is that? Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. This is crazy. Wow.
How long has he been in there?
12 hours.
12 hours.
12 hours so far. Wow. Awesome.
Come to Terry Black's. Made with love.
Oh wow.
Oh wow.
Thank you. There's Waymo again. Stopping in the middle of the street to pick up people. Yeah, it's strange, guys. This Waymo, some people got into it. Like, this is where we got dropped off, but some people got into it like over 2 minutes ago. But it's like stuck here. But this is weird, man, because it's like taking up half of the street. This is a two-lane, busy, super busy street, and Waymo's taking up half of it. And Waymo is just like, it's not moving. And look, car has to go around it. Yeah, this is... Guys, we have a stuck Waymo here. Oh my gosh, look, the people are getting out. They're like, forget it. This car is not going. Did it just not work for you guys?
It didn't realize that they'd gotten out of it.
So it still thinks it's the old customer.
He said that he was going to try to bump it or whatever, and it might move.
I see. As the support came in.
Yeah. I had to call.
Call support.
I had to call the man in the loose button.
Got it. All right, so that couple said that Waymo had a hard time at figuring out that the previous customer had left the car or not. I guess it was thinking that the previous customer hadn't left the car, and so they were stuck in there. They called support. Support told them to get out of the car, and then so they get out of the car, and then it changed the name to them, and then now they got back into the car, and now they're off. But wow, that Waymo was holding up traffic for like 5 minutes. That was crazy. You're taking a Waymo for the first time, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what are your expectations?
My expectations is a driverless vehicle that hopefully doesn't have to deal with any of its trolley problems.
Okay, and a trolley problem?
It's a testing. They put the AI driving through where they put two objects in front of it, send it at a high speed, and asked it which one it would hit.
Got it.
So which one it values over the other.
Yeah, yeah. Where are you from?
We're from Pennsylvania.
Okay, cool. Have you heard about the Tesla Robotaxi at all?
No.
No, okay. Interesting. So, but you've heard about Waymo for a lot.
Yes, we've learned about Waymo from the group that we're here with. We're actually here with Homebrew Austin.
Cool.
Which is a once-a-year event for fans of Rooster Teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
Host it in Austin, Texas.
Cool, awesome. Good luck with your event and your Waymo.
Thank you.
All right, so our Robotaxi has entered Terry Black's parking lot. Much better experience than stopping in the middle of the street.
That's so pretty.
All right, Terry Black's parking lot. I could see why Waymo doesn't want to get in here. It's kind of like a traffic jam. Look, this car is stuck. This blue car is just waiting because they're trying to wait for people to get out. Like, they're waiting for a person to leave, but there's no people leaving. So that blue car is just going to stay there. He's inching up now. So I could imagine that's why Waymo doesn't want to go in here, maybe. He just gets stuck. All right, Tesla Robotaxi is up there. Let's check it out. All right, we're taking our last Robotaxi ride of the day out of Terry Black's parking lot here. We've got a situation here, not that much space between this car and the other car. So we've got a choice whether or not to wait for the white car or just to squeeze through. I think a human would probably wait a little bit and then squeeze through. And that's exactly what a Robotaxi did there. All right, guys, this is a busy street here, getting out of Terry Black. So you have to cross over a bike lane and then get into a two-lane street, but with pedestrians walking. And there's an opening here.
It's trying to make a left turn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's trying to make a left, which is not the smartest decision for Robotaxi. Actually, maybe it's okay.
Yeah, because there's a red light
Look,
over there.
Look, yeah, there's a red light, stop traffic coming this way, and it decided to make a left. No, not bad. I guess it made the right decision there. So, yeah, today was a fun day hanging out with Robotaxi and Waymo with my wife. I'm glad she got to experience it before we head to Houston for the month. My wife's been in chemo for the past 3 months, and she's been kind of out of society because, you know, with chemo, you have compromised immune systems, so you have to be careful. So it's been fun to get her out and checking out stores and this whole South Austin scene. Yeah, it would have been fun to bring my kids along too, but maybe in the future we could, you know, have all of us ride around in some Robotaxis.
Maybe they would choose a toy store to check out.
Yeah. So how was this Robotaxi and Waymo experience compared to your expectations?
So with Waymo, I didn't expect it to be that jerky, mm-hmm. But I didn't expect it to be so cool to have nobody in the car when it picks us up. Mm-hmm. That was really cool, and I didn't feel unsafe at all the whole time. So that was really nice, and yeah, if it was, you know, super cheap to just do short rides like this, that would be really nice. To be able to check out the local spots and, you know, without having to park.
Yeah.
With the robo-taxi, it's actually been, I didn't expect it to be so smooth. Even though I use FSD, I don't notice that it's smooth because while it's on FSD. It just feels like I'm driving, but kind of sitting there. And so I expect it to be smooth, but for nobody to be sitting there and for it to be this smooth, it's actually very cool, very human-like, the driving, the whole experience.
Mm-hmm. Would you use robotaxi again?
Yeah. What would be awesome is if it expanded its geo-fenced area to the airport.
So
someone coming from out of town can get into a robotaxi and just explore the funnest parts of Austin, you know, just with a robotaxi. So you have the long ride in from the airport and then you have the shorter rides. And it, you know, because it's not so expensive for each short ride, it's nice because you don't have to get a rental car, you don't have to park. So if I was visiting another city, like that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, and then if they can expand, you know, past downtown, then you can check out all of Austin, you know, the city, downtown, from the airport, stay in whatever hotel.
Yeah, I would like to, like, if it expanded further north, I would like to run some errands. You know, like, there's, like, a vegan cheap cheese shop that I've been wanting to check out.
Yeah.
But that would be fun, just run errands and then...
Yeah, that would be cool. And if you could take your kids and then make it a day excursion or something.
Yeah.
Something about it is, like... Yeah, I don't know. Compared to Uber, I wouldn't really want to do a day excursion taking a bunch of Ubers. But with a robotaxi it's like a different experience.
I would love to go to the farmer's market.
Yeah. Downtown.
Yeah. That place is hard to find parking.
Yeah.
Hello. Heading to Starbucks. Please make sure your seatbelt is fastened. For any questions, press the call support button to speak with a rider support agent.
All right, guys, we're taking one more Waymo. I realized my car wasn't at Merritt Coffee, it was at a Starbucks. I was trying to call a robotaxi, but then it was high demand. That's what happens when there's no robotaxis available, high service demand. End up calling a Waymo, but then right after I checked in, there was a robotaxi. Available later. So I think that's one thing. It's like, it really matters the wait time, and the more robotaxis Tesla has on the road, you're gonna have shorter wait times and more availability. I think that's, I mean, that and price, it's got to be kind of so important. If you can get cheap rides in like a minute or two anywhere, I mean, especially if you're in like densely populated areas. You don't want to be in a densely populated area and have to wait, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. That's just way too long. And then you have the whole ride quality issue of like how comfortable it feels in the car. And then you have also just the safety performance issue, how safe the car is. It's interesting, you know, Waymo has come this far where they could actually, you know, actually provide a driverless taxi service. But then you could say that for Tesla right now too, right? They've come a long way to be able to do the robotaxis, even though it does have a safety monitor, but that is likely temporary. I think the biggest difference though is Tesla's rate of improvement is so much faster than Waymo's because of end-to-end. I think just the past, you know, year and a half, or less than a year and a half, Tesla's just improved so much. It's crazy. It's like way better, way faster than my expectations. Before that, it was like slower than my expectations, you know, V10, 11, etc. It was just like, why is it jittering again? Why is it, you know, hesitating again? Why is it, you know, doing this? But after V12, it's just like so many of the problems went away so quickly and it drives so smoothly. I think that's probably one of the biggest differences is Tesla's riding just a much faster rate of improvement curve. So if, you know, they can be comparable right now, in 6 months, I think Tesla can be way ahead. In 12 months, I don't think it's going to be a competition in terms of ride comfort and safety. And then as Tesla scales, they're going to have, you know, more density, which leads to faster pickup times. They have cheaper costs. Their hardware is cheaper. Everything is cheaper. So they don't need to partner with Uber as well. So that's extra, you know, cost savings. So lots of interesting things going on. My wife was telling me she saw a post on X about recruiting additional Tesla safety monitors in Austin. Yeah, I think that's interesting. I think it's a great kind of bridge to driverless, completely, you know, no person in the car from Tesla. I think it's a good type of intermediate step. It gives just extra kind of peace of mind for the customer, extra communication with Tesla headquarters of any problems. It just makes sense. I think, I mean, who knows what the expansion plans for Tesla will be, but I mean, one idea is, you know, Tesla can expand to 200-300 safety drivers and 200-300 cars in this area, and also expand to include downtown as well. And I think that would be a super interesting kind of next step for Tesla, and really just kind of, you know, make a big imprint in this whole Austin area. And maybe even go up to 500 safety drivers, I don't know. But I mean, the thing is, you don't want to hire so many that you have to let them all go in, you know, 3 to 6 months. And I mean, maybe it's okay. They're all under the assumption and the idea that it's a temporary gig.
Don't a lot of Uber drivers do it temporarily and then?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That's why they need to recruit more drivers, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad. You're sitting in, you know, a driverless car, and it's interesting. It's not hard work per se. I mean, you do have to pay attention, but yeah, I can see Tesla having a lot of applicants. Yeah, so we're in this Waymo. You know, it drives decently. I mean, it's not bad. But I don't know, there's like this like nuance that it's missing, you know? Like around that corner, it just didn't feel 100% human, the way a human would drive around the corner. It's just hard to explain. It's almost like, it lacks the touch, the human touch, the human feel for driving. It's a very just like cold and calculated way of driving that lacks the humanistic kind of emotional / extra fidelity that humans give with driving. So, I mean, it gets the job done. It almost gets the job done like a human, but not exactly like a human. So it's a little bit like, you know, you're driving some computer. I don't want to say some computer, but a computer is driving you, trying to act like a human, and you know that it's not completely human. But for the robotaxi, it really tricks you sometimes, where it's like, oh wow, the whole drive was entirely like a human. It's a little much. No, there's not here. So sometimes it goes by these, like, there's some sections here in South Austin where there's a bunch of traffic cones there might be some construction. It just goes by kind of too fast. But I mean, that was just a roundabout.
Do you think it's the part of it is the car itself? Like this Jaguar is just more bumpy compared to the Model Y?
I mean, possibly. I mean, this is actually like a decent car compared to, you know, some other types of cars. Mm. So, but it is. It does feel a little bit like the way it stops and goes and just like inches forward, it just is a little bit more like not refined.
Like I feel slightly motion sick again.
Yeah. Mm. I could understand. Yeah, it's, yeah, maybe the drive is not as nice as new Model Y. The new Model Ys are really, really nice.
It could be a combination of the car itself and the driving system.
All right, guys, here we are at our final destination, Starbucks. It was fun hanging out with everyone and
always going through the drive-thru. No.
It's gonna stop. Here. All right, have fun. We'll talk to you guys later. Oh, it's still working. It's still trying to find a spot to pull over. Okay, we're almost here. Right. Oh, one final story is one of the safety drivers, I didn't want to point out who put them on the spot, but after the drive, he's like, hey, I'm
a
fan.
Here. Please make sure it's clear before exiting.
Gave a fist bump. And so it was pretty cool, like actually having, you know, a monitor that knew me. And as you probably heard my commentary, my wife's commentary, it must have been pretty cool. But yeah, fun stuff. Thank you, Tesla AI team and all of Tesla for everything you guys are doing. You guys are doing an amazing job. And can't wait to see the next steps for Tesla's Robotaxi.
Hold on, I want to chime in too. Thank you, Tesla. Thank you, Tesla AI team. You guys are doing awesome.
All right, see you guys.